I just heard, as I was in the waiting room, Garrison Keillor quoting a poem that was so funny because it talked about the different kinds of books, and the worst kind of all are the ones that are given to you by someone. Mere Christianity came out of a series of talks that C.S. Lewis gave during World War II on the BBC, offering ideas and belief that were essential to people in this time of war. My best friend had read Mere Christianity. This was in high school. And for year after year after year, he kept on insisting that I read Mere Christianity. And so I finally did. And about halfway through it, I just threw it against the wall.
What was it that made you want to blow up in frustration?
A very good question. I love this phrase that change is inevitable, but growth is optional. And I think part of growth does involve stress, resistance. And I think that that's what this particular author was compelling me toward.
Far deeper objections may be felt and have been expressed against my use of the word Christian to mean one who accepts the common doctrines of Christianity. People ask, who are you to lay down who is and who is not a Christian?
And I had as much as I could take, and then I had to throw the rest away. I later had my own personal coming to faith experience, and then Beverly and I were married, and for a wedding present, we got the Chronicles of Narnia, and I thought, oh no, it's at C.S. Lewis again.
He's coming back.
Right. Well, Beverly is a much better reader than I. And so, of course, she started to read them, and she started to say to me, kind of with that same tone of voice that my friend said to me about Mere Christianity, you've got to read these books. You're just going to love them. And one morning, we were stuck in traffic, and she had The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe in the glove compartment. And she took it out. She said, okay, we're not going anywhere, so just listen to the first paragraph.
On the first morning, the children decided to explore the big house. It was full of interesting things and unexpected places. One room had a suit of armor in it. Another, all hung with green, had a harp in the corner. And one room was quite empty, except for a big wardrobe.
And all I can explain is that for the first time, I had a compulsion that I had to read everything that came out of this person's imagination. And I had finished all seven of the Chronicles in the next 2 weeks, all of his fiction and literature in the next 2 years, and then saw my first one-person show, Julie Harris, doing The Belle of Amherst, and commented to Beverly, if I ever did a one-person show, it would have to be on C.S. Lewis, because he's the only author who I have embraced to that level. So that's how this lifelong friendship has begun.
How did you go about structuring on stage?
I decided to use the same through line of his autobiography, Surprised by Joy. Really the story of his coming to belief. So I wanted to honor the way he told his story by using the same plot points, as it were, in the script. And there's so much great narrative.
How, over the past 37 years or so, has the work evolved on stage?
It tends to evolve as I go through another life-changing step and shifting point. I was 26 years old when I first performed it. And by the way, it used to take hours to get into makeup. Now I take about 5 minutes and slick my hair
into the role.
That's right. I'm finally at the right age to perform it. And it's still about the same performance length. I've not cut anything from it, but I have made additions, particularly his understanding of grief and of joy. This took me until about 10 years or so ago to understand. And when I went back and reread the material in my 50s, I realized I had not heard that. I didn't have ears to hear it. I didn't have the eyes to see it at the time. He's become an author on whom I can lean. I heard a teacher talk one time who was asked a question about a very popular book, and the teacher was Irish, and in response to the question about this particular very popular book, he said, I think it's a bit of a lie. I don't think it's a book you can lean on. And I thought, what a wonderful measure of a book, or of a person, too. And I think Lewis's writings and himself has been a friend and a body of wisdom on which I can lean.